Transportation cost forecasts and internal management versus outsourcing considerations. Transportation cost forecasts. An accurate idea of the cost of transportation is critical for logistics and the supply chain. A transportation cost analysis is one way to increase the accuracy of a transportation cost forecast and budget. This type of analysis looks at freight, economic, market, and security considerations and regulatory requirements. Freight considerations. Understanding factors like distance, weight, density, stowability, and shipping patterns allows for more accurate cost forecasts and budgets, which leads to making better decisions. Economic considerations. This area focuses on the cost allocations of the fixed and variable costs of freight related to transactions, shipments, and distance. The most significant economic conditions that affect transport costs are geography, freight type, economies of scale, energy, commuting patterns, infrastructures, and competition. Market considerations. Transportation markets fluctuate, with the fluctuations affecting transportation costs, which, in turn, influence the transportation budget. However, transportation managers may take advantage of shipping lanes to stay within budget. If a destination is a non-standard terminal or port, that will affect the budget. Another way transportation managers can minimize costs is through careful planning to minimize the number of empty backhaul trips. If the current market features many shippers with capacity, shippers may accept smaller shipments to make use of available carriers. In a loose environment such as this, customers may select slower shipping methods to save money. A tight market, on the other hand, may drive shippers to work to become more efficient in an effort to become a shipper of choice. Customers may shift from road to rail due to the lack of available carriers. Security considerations. Each security measure costs both money and time. Global transportation costs continue to rise as carriers and governments add security charges and inspection delays. Regulation requirements. Each mode must comply with different economic regulations. In addition to economic regulation, road carriers are also governed by road and vehicle regulations, which affect things like vehicle maintenance and driver hours. Internal management versus outsourcing. Organizations that use in-house transportation will likely also retain logistics planning and management functions in-house, including transportation cost forecasting, since many of their costs will be quite well known. Some organizations that use external providers for some or all services may still keep logistics management in-house, while other organizations also outsource these decisions to a 4PL or another integrated service provider. Deciding whether to perform transportation cost forecasting in-house versus outsourcing will depend on the organization's core competencies and capabilities in this area. Large organizations will need a mature data science capability, including both analysts with the right skills and the required software support, with the necessary access to external sources of transportation data. Structuring in-house planning functions requires choosing between centralization versus decentralization. For example, Tyco International decided to create a centralized group to focus on procurement and contracting strategy to help aggregate expenditures and create a core group of carriers. They then used in-house decentralized operational managers for all operational issues. A centralized core group enables making targeted investments in transportation cost forecasting.